Lesson 27.
They rebelled against Jehovah.
Sometime later, while the Israelites were in the wilderness, Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and 250 others rebelled against Moses. They said to him, "We have had enough of you. Why should you be our leader and Aaron be the high priest? Jehovah is with all of us, not just you and Aaron." Jehovah was not pleased. He viewed it as a rebellion against him. Moses told Korah and his supporters, "Come to the tabernacle tomorrow and bring your fire holders filled with incense. Jehovah will show us whom he has chosen." The next day, Korah and the 250 men went to meet Moses at the tabernacle. There they burned incense as if they were priests. Jehovah told Moses and Aaron, "Separate yourselves from Korah and his men." Although Korah had gone to Moses at the tabernacle, Dathan, Abiram, and their families had refused to go. Jehovah told the Israelites to get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Immediately, the Israelites moved away. Dathan, Abiram, and their families stood outside their tents. Suddenly, the ground split apart and swallowed them up. At the tabernacle, a fire came down and burned up Korah and his 250 men. Jehovah then told Moses, "Take a staff from the leader of each tribe and write his name on it. But on the staff of the tribe of Levi, write Aaron's name. Put them inside the tabernacle, and the staff of the man whom I choose will grow flowers." The next day, Moses brought out all the staffs and showed them to the leaders. Aaron's staff had flowers growing, and there were ripe almonds on it. In this way, Jehovah confirmed that he had chosen Aaron to be the high priest. Be obedient to those who are taking the lead among you, and be submissive. Hebrews 13:17. Questions. Why did Korah and his supporters rebel against Moses? How do we know that Jehovah chose Aaron to be the high priest? Numbers 16:1 through 17:13 and 26:9 through 11 and Psalm 106:16 through 18.